Bullying is one of the most devastating experiences our children can have, and it's a sad reality in too many schools today.
Today on Real Family Talk, we'll meet a dad who decided to stand up to bullying.
According to the website stopbullying.gov, bullying is defined as unwanted, aggressive behavior among school-aged children that involves a real or perceived power imbalance. About 49% of children in grades 4 to 12 reported being bullied by other students at school at least once during the past month.
Pastor Jason DeSena is a husband and father who decided to do something to prevent bullying at his son's school. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you, Willie and Elaine.
Thanks for being here.
Great to be here.
So we understand that you conducted a survey at your son's school to ask the students about their experience with bullying. Tell us about why you did this.
So what we had discovered was the conference leadership had decided they wanted to do something about bullying conference-wide. So they, in partnership with La Sierra University, provided a grant to be able to provide our school with the ability to start doing the Olveus anti-bullying prevention program. And so what our school did was we started jumping into this. We were starting from nothing, but we recognized that bullying was not just a problem in our school in particular, but it's epidemic. It's everywhere.
System-wide, huh? Yeah.
That's exactly right. And so one of the things we learned from this program was that bullying behavior is human behavior. Mm-hmm. And so that means that even some of the best kids, right, can engage in bullying behavior. It doesn't take very much.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. So what were some of the key findings that you found in the results of your study?
Well, what we found was that as we conducted it among students, we found that 14% of our students at school were involved with bullying, either as participating in bullying behavior or receiving.
Yeah,
that's right. Which is just slightly lower than the national average.
Which is?
17%.
Okay,
so that's pretty much the same.
So what are some of the specific things that the students said, you know, in the survey? Because I know you had this quantitative, but you also had qualitative, and they had some specific things to say.
That's exactly right. So what students said more often than not when it came to bullying would be the verbal component, or starting to run them down with friends in those types of situations, making others perceive them in not so great a light.
So what was the age group again that you said?
Right. So the age range in our school would be, we conducted the survey from grades 3 up through grade 10.
Okay. All right.
And so the kids who said that they witnessed bullying, did they also say if they experienced bullying themselves?
Yeah. So that's actually one of the interesting things. So the of the 14%, it was 2% that said they were both bullied. Right, exactly right. So there is a bit of a cycle that can occur with bullying behavior. When you feel like you are in a situation where you're marginalized, right, the human part of us decides, well, I want to assert myself, mm-hmm, and not be marginalized.
To overcompensate for that marginalization.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Right.
So what did your school decide to do about this, with the results of the survey?
Well, our school wanted to be very proactive about this. And the reality is, this is something we're going to do over the next few years. So it's not just a one and done, here's the quick answer. Really what we were talking about is a culture change at the school, and it's not just among the students, but it's among the teachers, and it's among the parents as well. The type of culture that would help support...
appropriate behavior.
Exactly right. Not just that, but really encouraging our kids to become defenders in those situations. Because the reality is, we'll see bullying occur, and a lot of times there are kids who will just watch it,
yeah.
right, and feel helpless. I wish I could do something.
Right.
But what we want to do is empower them to be able to know that they actually can do something, that they can defend people who are being marginalized.
So speak up. Do mm-hmm. something about it.
So actually, the name of your campaign, the year-long campaign, is called
Stand Up.
And so you're really encouraging the kids to not participate or just witness or just be bullied themselves. So how is this working for them? How do the kids, what has their response been to this campaign that you've started?
Well, it's been very positive, like I said, it's a culture change, so it hasn't happened quickly. What we've done, as a result of the survey, we had a campaign. We actually made a video, which I believe we'll get a chance
shortly.
To see later.
Yep.
Yeah, but kids made posters, and we started adopting the language all year long. So Stand Up became not just the theme of our campaign, but for the spiritual emphasis for the school all year long. We looked at examples from Scripture about people who stood up.
Like whom?
Well,
a whole bunch of people.
You just run down. And where do I start, right?
Daniel, Esther, I guess.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I think that's wonderful. But in the definition, in the opening, we said that bullying was by kids. But do you think that many of our kids actually watch adults in bullying behavior?
So I'm going to tell you something, okay? I've experienced more bullying as an adult, right, than I ever did as a child. And that's a sad reality.
Yeah.
But if you look at the definition of bullying, it makes sense. If there's a power imbalance, and I think about the worlds we live in, there are always power imbalances, right? Someone exerts power over another person. So I think the environment for bullying is right there.
Well, we're going to talk more about that. After a short break, we'll learn more about Jason's campaign to prevent bullying at his son's school. Stay with us.
Welcome back. Bullying is a huge problem at many schools today. According to StopBullying.gov, there are four types of bullying: verbal, social, physical, and cyberbullying. To make sure it didn't invade his son's school, Pastor Jason DeSena spearheaded a year-long anti-bullying campaign. Great stuff, Jason. Tell us some more about that campaign. The Stand Up?
Right, that's exactly right. So what we were talking about earlier was a culture change that needed to happen. And so to be able to do that, we started promoting it at every weekly chapel. And so every guest speaker who would come through had that as a theme, really encouraging the kids from different perspectives what it looks like to stand up.
Okay.
They also had an opportunity in their classes to make posters, right, so that they could help express what they thought standing up might look like, as they drew. And then we also had one of the key components were class meetings that the teachers would oversee, starting to create a culture within the classroom about open dialogue and communication, where students could talk about how they felt.
Okay. That's wonderful.
So how did the students respond? What did they think about this culture change that you're talking about?
Well, I think for them, they liked the opportunity of being able to express themselves and talk about maybe things that they wouldn't normally feel like they could talk about. That's one of the things that we discovered in the survey. A lot of times, bullying goes underreported or just unreported completely.
Yeah.
The opportunity for them to talk with either a parent or an adult in their life, it's there, but they don't usually take advantage of it unless they know that it's a safe situation for them to do that.
Yeah. So what have been some of the results of the campaign? Have you been able to see the fruit of your labor?
Yeah. So because it's a culture change, it's been quite a long process. In fact,
we understand.
We've done 1 year, and we're actually, this is a 3-year run through the survey. We're actually about to conduct our next survey just next week, and then we'll find out what
we'll
kind
of... We'll have to have you back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you're doing what, three levels of, or waves of surveying?
That's exactly right. And we want to see if we're making a difference.
Okay.
One of the things the survey revealed to us was where bullying was occurring within our school. And so you can imagine the top one was on the playground, at recess, that sort of idea.
Yeah.
But the second highest place where it occurred was actually in the classroom with the teacher present.
And what exactly was happening, and what did that look like?
Well, and that's one of the things that we're actually in the process of trying to discern and figure out, because the reality is it could be notes passed from student, right? Or when the teacher's back is turned. But it also helps us know among the teachers that we need to be paying attention in those moments, right? Because it could be happening right under our noses, and we're just not aware of it.
So did the kids say, you mentioned notes being passed, but like, what would the note say? I mean, I know that's a level of detail that's minuscule, but like, did they say what, if someone passed the note, what would the note say?
So no, we didn't get that level
okay.
of detail.
Okay. Yeah. But so I will say that, you know, I remember being in grade school, and this is a long time ago, right? And I totally agree with this whole thing of bullying taking place while the teacher had her back turned. Right. And I remember once I had someone pass me a note, and they thought that I was talking about them. This little girl thought I was talking about her. And she said, you better watch yourself after school. And that was just a note that was passed. And again, back in those
pretty
days,
violent,
and,
huh?
Yeah, it was pretty violent. And so, you know, you leave school and you're scared, you know. And I used to have to pick up my sister. And it's funny, this is just coming back to me.
Right.
And I remember getting my sister and saying, we don't have any time to talk today or socialize. We've just got to start walking, you know, walking home. Mm. And so I can totally see how that would happen.
Well, and this is the impact of bullying behavior, right? It can last a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the points, one of the reasons why we're talking about this, and one of the reasons why we had the campaign, is because this creates a memory that will forever be with that child.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to create a healthy environment for the children, because Christian schools must make a difference in the lives of people.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting. You know, I'm curious about the posters. What kind of posters were they writing in this campaign?
So the students were asked to make a poster to help reflect what their interpretation of standing up looked like. So they would write the slogan, they would write stand up, and they would write different things that were meaningful for them with what that looked like.
Hmm. So I hear that you did a video, you made a video of your students and this campaign, and I think we're supposed to be seeing video at some point.
Yeah.
Okay.
As we're going to break, but before we go to break, I wanted to talk a bit more about some more specifics. About, you said there are going to be three waves of surveying,
That's
and
right.
you're getting ready to do the second wave. And what do you expect to find in the second wave that you didn't find in the first wave? What are the specifics of these waves?
Well, hopefully we would have made some adjustments. For example, when we started identifying some of the hot spots of where bullying was occurring, we beefed up supervision in those areas, right? So when it came to recess, instead of maybe one teacher on duty, we would have a teacher plus auxiliary staff, that sort of thing. Just the idea that we made these adjustments, and hopefully we would like to see some fruit of it. Now, what we might find is that we improved in certain ways and didn't in others, where we would have to make the adjustment.
So did the people who supervise recess, just as a cursory observation, have they noticed any difference on the playground now that there are, I know you haven't done the follow-up yet, but just in speaking with people, have they noticed any difference in the school as to how the children are behaving during recess?
I think there's less talk about bullying behavior, and there's more unity within the school, right, as a result of the campaign.
That's excellent.
Yeah, I think it's easier to be able to focus on something positive, right, rather than try to not focus on something negative. So the idea is that as more communication has been happening within classrooms, I think there's more camaraderie within the school, which is really the goal.
As we go to break, let's watch some of the video that Jason and the students made.
Won't you stand up, you girls and boys? Won't you stand up, stand up,
stand up? Welcome back to Real Family Talk. Our guest, Pastor Jason DeSena, has a passion for teaching people to do the things Jesus taught. He recently led a campaign to teach the students at his son's school how to stand up to bullying. Now, let's see. Yeah. The stopbullying.gov website has a number of points that it makes about signs that a child is being bullied. Let's take a look at that. Unexplained injuries would be one of them. Lost or destroyed clothing. Changes in eating habits, like suddenly skipping meals or binge eating, shift in grades, not wanting to go to school, self-destructive behaviors such as running away from home, harming themselves, or talking about suicide. Tell us a little bit more about these bullying signs.
Well, I think these signs are really important just in the sense of noticing. Right, noticing among our children what's happening, because bullying can occur in a lot of different ways. We talked about verbal, right, cyberbullying, et cetera, and physical. There are all kinds of ways that it manifests, but there are other ways too that are a little more subtle. For example, exclusion.
Yeah,
everyone got invited to a party except for her.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And so that's the kind of thing that can really affect a child's sense of identity, who they are. Right. And then it manifests in these ways. And these are signs not only of bullying, but they could be actually signs of other deeper issues as well. Maybe if abuse is occurring, something else. So it's important really to pay close attention to what's happening with our kids.
So who should be paying close attention?
So that would be the community, and that would be teachers. That would be parents, obviously. That would be classmates. Really, what we were trying to do with this program is shift the culture, right? Where we were starting to use common language around the topic of bullying specifically.
So what I'm hearing you say is that we need to be able to language the circumstance so we can identify what's actually happening. If you don't have language for it, and so this is helping us to provide language to identify that it's happening. And once you are able to identify that it's happening, then you're able to address the issue. Because if you have no language for it, you can't address it. You don't even know it's there.
That's exactly right. And, you know, one of the things we noticed was when we first introduced the program, it was important for us to have a very tight definition of bullying because you would get, for example, young kids saying, well, I'm being bullied, right? Mm-hmm. And in that circumstance, it might just be, someone being mean to them. Now, that's not great,
right?
But it doesn't fit the definition of what bullying behavior is. Bullying behavior is repetitive, right?
Okay.
It happens over and over. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a power imbalance, mm-hmm. right? And then it's also done with intent. And so so having that definition has been very important for us, because then we could clearly identify what is bullying behavior and what isn't.
You know, what always is interesting to me, that whenever we do these programs for kids, my question is always, are we also doing the program for parents, so that parents are also in tune with what's going on at school and better understanding what their children are going through? Or if their child is the bully, mm-hmm. how do they handle that? And what? How do they speak to their child? So are you also working with the parents, is my question.
Absolutely. So with the culture shift, we see that as students, teachers and administration, right? Staff of the school and parents as well. And all are crucial to helping shape the character of a child. And so, and in this case, it actually included church communities. So we wanted to bring pastors into some of that language so that they were aware of what we were doing at school, so that they could also speak into those situations. So with a challenging student, right, what we would actually refrain from labeling them as a bully. Instead, we labeled the behavior as bullying
Excellent.
Behavior because we didn't... Right? We didn't want
You don't
want
to label that child.
That's
so
exactly
because
right.
once they see themselves as a bully, well, then that's who I am.
That's
right. So that's what I become. So I love that approach. You know, we actually have an interesting experience when our child was in grade school, that he was playing around with his friends. And these three boys used to hang out all the time. And then one of the parents called us other parents and said, "Well, your sons are bullying our son." And we said, "But they're all friends. They all hang out together." And so we took it very seriously, though, that this parent was calling us instead of getting offended. Sometimes I think, though, parents get offended
right.
and they may think, well, you know, what's this world coming to? They're just kids. Kids are just kids. Have you heard that from some of the parents?
Well, yes, I mean, I think when you're dealing with people, you hear this sort of thing. But I think the important thing to remember is that bullying behavior is human behavior. So that means even the very best people, the very best kids. In fact, for myself, I looked back at my own experience in high school, and I couldn't help but think, man, there were times when I was engaging in bullying behavior.
Yeah.
I was bullying people. Now, when I first thought about it, I was like, oh, of course I didn't, right? I was goody two-shoes, whatever. But looking back, I'm like, wait a second, I really engaged in that. I hurt people
yes.
by decisions yeah. I made. And mm-hmm. and really, if someone's a person, bullying behavior is just right on the other side of that.
That is
yeah.
correct. Now, there's a video that Evidence Risk Management designed to help students know what to do if they should witness a bullying incident. Let's watch that now.
So, Jason, you mentioned that your school was using the OVS Bullying Prevention Program, which is being used around the world. It was created by Dr. Dan Olvius, and he's a psychology professor in Norway who's considered to be a pioneer in bullying research and prevention. So that's great that you guys are actually following a format. Do you find that it has been successful for you guys? And have you pretty much stuck to the program, or have you, you know, added some of your own touches to it to work specifically for your school?
We've had to make a few adjustments to the program, but by and large, we have been committed to it. And like I said, as far as the commitment, right, it's a three-year process with the surveys. And so we're, you know, I think to give it a proper chance, we are going to stick with it for the next 3 years and see what kind of headway we can make with it.
That's wonderful. And so if other schools wanted to use this, they could contact you guys or contact some, I guess, go online for this program?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you just type it in, you could find out things about the resources that are available. And our school would definitely be willing to be part of their solution as well.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Jason, for what you're doing for our children. To find links to the videos and resources we discussed today, please visit our website as listed on your screen.
That's all for today's Real Family Talk. Join us again when we'll talk more about strengthening families and inspiring hope.